Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Naming your kid has to be one of the hardest things to do as a parent because that is something that is going to stick with them forever. And when it comes to your name, you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, you don't want your kid to hate their name, right?
No, because it sticks with them forever.
So you've got to look at all that.
There is a teenager who is not very happy with the name her parents gave her, and she's taken to Reddit to complain about it. Her name is Sharon. And she said, because her name is Sharon, her life is practically over.
Oh,
she says, who
dramatic.
Names a kid Sharon? It's like I'm a, quote, white soccer mom or a white grandma. She goes on to describe herself. She says she's actually an Asian teenager. She goes, I'm literally a teenage girl with a granny name. How am I going to live the rest of my life?
She's right, though. You don't see an Asian teenager with the word, what was it, Sharon?
Sharon. She said maybe if they would have put an I instead of the O or done something fun with the spelling, it would be a little bit better. She goes, but I'm practically a Karen.
And it's not really her fault, though, because Karen, Sharon, Cheryl, all the byproducts of society and what has become of that name of recent.
Well,
you know?
And the, you go through those waves of times where those are the popular names. And when her parents were having her, it was probably a popular name that they chose.
Look, I'm named Guy.
Yeah.
I just think of my parents. I don't necessarily hate my name, but I just think of my parents as being lazy. It's like, oh, they saw you're a guy. Let's just call him Guy. Like, they didn't try. They tanked. They tried with the other four.
They choked. They're like, Guy. I don't know.
And now the issue is I've got, like, half the people in the world are a guy. So I've got to combat that. My name has no, it's a unique name, but it has no new uniqueness at the same time because everyone's a guy.
Well, and I'm sure when people go, hey, guys, you're always turning around going, me? Huh? What?
I've dealt with that for 38 years, and I still can't get used to it. I've got to go to a chiropractor because I turn my neck around so much.
Well, and I think we definitely hit a nerve with this talking about, you know, your name and do you hate it? Because we had people texting in before we even came in this morning. Daria texted in, says that growing up she hated her name because kids would always make fun of her calling her diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Kids are brutal.
714 says, try growing up in the 80s as Betty. It's so 1920s. Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your name and do you hate it? Why?
You got to give us a reason.
Yes.
888-431-3764. Give us a call or give us a text. I don't hate my name. It was just a lazy attempt by my parents, which is annoying.
Have you ever told your parents that?
Yeah, all the time. They say they genuinely liked the name. I'm like, really? You just didn't, you didn't care. But anyway, if you hate your name, speak up now, like 909. Hated my name when I was younger. Roxanne. I grew up in the 80s. The police were very popular back then.
Roxanne. Yeah, you probably hear that all the time. Rita in Oakland, do you hate your name?
I don't hate my name, but my husband's name is Guy, and my son's name is Guy. So you tell Guy to love his name.
Well, that makes me feel better. There's more of us out there. We're a special group.
There is. And you know what? Their grandpa's name is Guy, too. So there's three generations of guys. And we love guys. So love your name.
Okay. I hope you can love me, too, then. Thank you.
I do, most definitely.
Rob and Menifee, do you hate your name?
I do.
Why?
My name is actually Robert. My parents, you know, kind of refuse to call me Rob even to this day, even though I'm a grown man and that's what I've been going by forever now. But growing up, people would call me like Bob or Bobby or Bobbert or all these weird names, and I absolutely despised it. And I always felt like I had like a I don't know. I never had the cool name.
Rob feels like a safe choice to me. Like it's a strong name that can't...
It is. But it took me until I was an adult to really get people to start calling me Rob.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bobber.
Thanks.
Kidding.
I appreciate it. I won't be calling back now.
I'm kidding, Rob. Totally joking around. Denise from the 310 says she doesn't like her name because people always get it confused and call her Dennis. Her brother, though, really doesn't like her name because when they introduce her as Denise, they ask, is your name Denephew?
Oh, my God. 909 says, hate my name.
Oh.
It's pronounced just as it's spelled, Bridgetta. My family is from Holland and my mum thought it was a good idea. I'm now 51 and go by Brita. No one can pronounce it. And I always have been called Spaghetti when I was little. Hate my name.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, girl, how are you? Good to see you. Do you hate your name? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. You're going to love your name if it gets called out on the road to Stagecoach.
Oh, great point.
That's coming up.
7:55 this morning.
Just 15 minutes away. Lee Rice on K-Frog. You know his real name is actually Kenneth. I wonder if he changed it to Lee because he hates his name.
A lot of people do, apparently, and I'm making it worse for the 909. I didn't pronounce their name correctly earlier, so she writes, even Guy pronounced it wrong. See what I mean? I'm terribly sorry. I'm not even going to try and say it again.
There was a teenager who's gone viral on Reddit because she complained about how much she hates her name. Her name is Sharon, and she said that is your typical white soccer mom. She is an Asian teenager, and she said, my life is over because of my name.
A little dramatic, but...
She said maybe her parents could have spelled it a little differently and that could have made it better. But the 760 said she named her son Dominic and at the time didn't know how to spell it. And it is not spelled the traditional way of spelling
it.
Yeah. She said, I sounded it out. And that's how I wrote it on his birth certificate. Now, nobody has it spelled that way, so he loves it. But when it happened and she looked and she was like, oh, I did not get that name
yeah,
right.
Yeah, what was I thinking there?
No. Jen in Beaumont, do you hate your name?
I do.
Why?
So, obviously, my real name is Jennifer. But I grew up being a child when Forrest Gump came out.
Oh, Jenny.
And so everybody called me not just Jenny, but Jenny my whole life.
You did that beautifully, too.
And I hate it.
We could tell you've done that once or twice before.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.